And this is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Coloradans are reacting to the historic second impeachment of President Donald Trump handed down today by the U.S. House of Representatives. The move comes as the majority of members of Congress say Trump incited an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last week. Greeley attorney Joe Williams describes himself as an unaffiliated voter. He says he doesn't know anyone who was not appalled by the attack and that removing Trump from office wouldn't make political divisions worse.
If you're going to repair the country, you can't just say, all right, well, this kind of thing happens and let's just all kind of come back together. The way that you have to come back together is with a collective understanding that that's not okay.
Colorado's U.S. House members split along party lines in their impeachment votes today, with all Democrats voting for impeachment and all Republicans against. An environmental group says Governor Jared Polis's administration is vastly underestimating emissions from Colorado's oil and gas industry, just as it prepares to detail new climate policies. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Micah Parkin directs 350 Colorado. Her group recently analyzed greenhouse gas emissions from Colorado's oil and gas industry and found the total could be about four times higher than state estimates.
When we actually look at the numbers, it makes very clear to us that we need a very rapid reduction in oil and gas production.
The environmental group's analysis is different from the state's. It uses newer science for the amount of methane leaked from the oil and gas industry and the potency of the greenhouse gas. It also factors in petroleum produced here but burned in other states. The Colorado Energy Office did not respond to questions about the group's analysis. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver-based Frontier Airlines will no longer allow emotional support animals to board its flights. The carrier announced Monday it will only transport trained service dogs that support a qualified person with a disability. Delta announced a similar pet policy change the same day. The restrictions bring the companies in line with rules the U.S. Department of Transportation released in November. Disability advocates and the airline industry have both called for tighter restriction to prevent people from abusing service animal designations as a loophole. You're listening to CPR News.